On the show today, we have Bloom CU's Derek Krause talking to us about the most impactful new trend in creating new website design. So you got to check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Podcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Derek Krause from Bloom CU. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing well.
It's been a while. It's been a month, I think, the last time we talked to you.
Yeah.
But we got good feedback on your last video interview, displaying how, you know, nobody trusts an ugly website from a credit union. So we want those websites to look pretty, and you guys are good at doing that. So I digress. We're talking about something a little bit different today. The most impactful new trend in credit union website design. What is this new trend that's so impactful, Derek? Enlighten us.
Well, to put the new trend in context, let me give you a little background.
Sure.
And that is, in case you didn't know, every human on Earth is unique.
What?
Right?
What? Breaking news.
Crazy. But we're all different. Mm-hmm. We're all individuals. But yet, the way that credit union websites work is it treats every person as exactly the same. That's how it is today.
Right.
So every time you visit a credit union website, you get the same experience as everyone else, which doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's just like on an individual level, you don't treat all of your friends or all of your family members exactly the same. You know them individually.
Correct.
You call them by name. You know their interests. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of a different relationship with all of them. So the biggest trend that's going to be very impactful, I believe, over the next 5 years is going to be personalization.
Really?
So
how do they do this? Is this kind of like an Amazon thing where it knows what you shop for and it'll automatically go, hey, you bought a lamp last time. How about a lamp shade this time? Something like that. Is that kind of along the same lines?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it's something, you know, Amazon is a great example because they've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There are several other websites that do personalization, but it's almost impossible to find in the landscape of credit union websites.
Right. So what's the benefit here? If obviously everybody wants personalization, that's just kind of how we're born and bred, but how would it work on a credit union website?
So the benefit of it is, so for the credit union, every credit union I ever talk with, they're trying to create a good experience for their members.
Right.
With credit unions, I would say on the whole, you know, there's a huge focus on, you know, the whole people helping people. And so personalization is the way to bring humanity to your credit union website.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than just being, you know, a piece of technology that sits between you as a credit union and your members,
right.
you can make your website more helpful for people. And what that translates into in terms of benefits for the member is, you know, they're getting a more helpful, personalized experience, and it's delivering content to them that's going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means for the credit union is that, you know, it's just the inverse of that. So you're getting, or the flip side of that, the benefits of helping people better, which translates into more engagement with your website, mm-hmm. and your content and higher conversion. In mm-hmm. fact, as we've tested this idea on our clients' websites, we've seen anywhere from 3 to 8 times more engagement and conversion because.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I totally see that. Would it know, like, for instance, if, you know, my auto loan is about to, I don't want to say expire, but it's about to finish up. I'm in the last 3 months of my auto loan or something like that. Would there be some sort of like cross sell or some sort of promotion. Hey, Mike, yeah, your auto loan is coming up. We see it's coming up in December. Will you be in the market for a new car? Something like that, or gosh, I don't know. It's your kid's 18th birthday. Do you want to save up for college, or I don't know, or you're approaching retirement age? What's going on there? Let us help you. Something like that, you know?
Yeah. So, and that's where it's an extremely impactful trend, is because all that is possible.
Oh yeah.
Now there's where we are today and where the possibilities lie, and where the possibilities lie is, you know, basically any piece of data that you can gather about an individual or they're willing to share. You know, mm-hmm. obviously you have to be sensitive mm-hmm. about it, because you don't want to be creepy, right?
That would be odd. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, the possibilities are endless. Yeah. Where we are today is, so a lot of things are possible, but I think that the biggest change that needs to happen to go from, well, let me tell you where we are now first.
Yeah.
Where we are now is, specifically for what we're doing on credit union websites, is it's whatever data you can gather about an individual on the website. Mm-hmm. So like, there's all sorts of data that you can get about an individual visit. And one of the most telling things is, what pages do they visit? If I visit the auto loan page,
right,
what am I interested in?
Right. You know? A car.
Yeah. A car.
Not shutters, a car.
Yeah. I mean, crazy, right?
Right. Crazy. but I get it. Yeah.
What's so interesting about that is, so that's happening every day on credit union websites, but nothing's being done with it, because someone will visit they'll go to your website, they'll visit the auto loan page, mm-hmm. then, you know, the website is dumb, so it shows you something about something about credit cards,
right?
Or something about, you know, I don't know, savings accounts, which
right.
has nothing to do with your interests. So right now, what can be done today is any sort of browsing behavior on a website. You can then take that data and use it to personalize the experience, mm-hmm. you know, retarget.
Mm-hmm. Would that be like, I'm thinking about like the cache and all that type of stuff, not cache, but the cache on a website, how it stores that information and knowing what you've looked at before, and it kind of remembers that, or cookies or something along those lines, where it remembers like, yeah, you were on the credit union's auto loan web page or whatever. And so go, oh, hey, so it remembers that. Would it be along those lines, or is it kind of marrying big data with website design, and then you get an Amazon effect, basically?
So cookies, delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Don't forget the milk.
So basically when you visit a website, the website can send a little piece of data to the user's browser and to their computer, which then stores that little cookie basically is a way of identifying the person each time they come back to the website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It stores a little piece of data on their computer, on their browser, and then they come back and say, oh, this is the same person
right.
that visited the website before.
Right.
And then any sort of, so you set that cookie once, and then, you know, on every subsequent visit, the profile of that individual, and you don't necessarily, in fact, you usually don't know who that person is, like on a personally identifiable
right.
way.
Right.
But, you know, each time they visit, that profile of what you know about that visitor gets more rich, and then you can use that mm-hmm. to show them things that are relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Exact. Gosh, I mean, I totally see like data analytics people getting together with web designers or web developers right now and doing something like this. Are there any credit unions out there attempting this yet that you know of? I mean, I know it's done regularly in the retail world with, like, you know, stores like Staples, obviously Amazon, probably a lot of retail stores like Nordstrom or Macy's or something like that, where they see what you're shopping for and they go, oh, hey, you want a pair of socks with those shoes that you just bought, that type of thing. So is there anybody out there, any credit unions out there that are checking this out?
So we recommend this to all of our clients. So I know that, it's, you know, for all the credit unions that we're working with, this is something that's being actively implemented.
Oh, cool.
I have met a few, I mean, like maybe three other credit unions that are not our clients that are doing some things with personalization, but it is not widespread at all.
Yeah, it's a pretty tiny number, I would assume, right now. But gosh, I mean, I'm super fascinated by this topic now that we're talking more about it. And like, gosh, I mean, like you said, I mean, the sky's the limit here. This could be some really cool stuff. If credit unions really want to maintain their edge and keep themselves relevant, this is another step in that, and a right step in that direction, certainly. Oh my gosh, this is really exciting, actually.
Yeah, and to give an example that really illustrates how this can work, and this is, you know, this is really the beginnings of what's possible, but I think it paints a good picture. So there's and this is the credit union that I mentioned in the article that I shared with you.
Yep.
So we're working with a credit union called YOLO, Federal Credit Union, which is my, my favorite name for a credit union ever.
It's pretty good.
Turns out, you know, as I mentioned in the article, they were YOLO before YOLO was cool, because they just happened to be in YOLO County, California.
Right on.
So
that's
their name. Anyhow, so we introduced this idea to them several months ago, and we started working together to redesign their website, which is, it's still underway, and it will launch later this year. But the way that they're, let's talk about their homepage, and the way that their homepage is being designed is, rather than thinking of it as, you know, we're going to create one new homepage, you start by thinking about the different types of people that are going to be visiting the website, or personas. So, and we identified three main groups. You have the first timers. People that are coming to the website for the very first time. And then you have your shoppers. You know, they come to the website and they're looking for an auto loan, a mortgage, savings account. They have something specific in mind that they show you based on the data that they're interested in that thing. And then the third group is your log-inners. So these are the people that...
That. Very technical term. I like that. Log inners.
We always try to use the most technical terms. But so they, you know, obviously they came to the website and they logged into online banking. And that tells you they're a member, you know, for one thing. And that's what most people are doing when they come to a credit union website, is they're logging in. So based on those three personas, we designed three templates for their homepage. So for the first timer, that's someone that's never been to the website before. They probably don't know very much about YOLO. So, that the first timer experience is meant to tell that individual about the credit union and who YOLO is and why they should become a member. Versus the loginner, you know, they're obviously a member, and so that experience is built around the login box. So right there on the homepage, you have the login, as that's typically what they're there for, and it just makes it really easy.
First place to go, right.
And right there, there's a huge contrast, because traditionally, there's always this, and I've had this discussion with credit unions, there's this big philosophical discussion about, should we put the login straight on the home page or not, because most people are coming to log in, but some people aren't. So this solves that, because you don't have to pick and choose between, oh, do we show a login to everyone or do we show it to no one?
Precisely.
You just show it to the people that it's relevant for.
Yeah. Oh, such a cool idea. Such a cool idea. It's like, it's one of these things like, why didn't we think of this before, you know? So just, I guess it's just the normal evolution of things that are happening in our industry. So, So how did credit unions get there? Because right now you're talking about just a tiny fraction of credit unions out there that are even attempting this. But it sounds like this could be a really big game changer for a lot of credit unions out there, especially the smaller ones who may not have like the people power or the people resources to do a lot of the things out there. But boy, if they can have a website that really knows their members, wow, that takes a lot of work off their, especially, you know, people type labor off their hands. So gosh, if you can have a website knowing this stuff intimately about their members, that would be thumbs up for them. So how do they get there? How can they get, I mean, is it a difficult thing to do?
So as far as how they get there, they're always with technology software. There are always two options.
Okay.
Well, typically two options. You can either build it yourself or you can buy it from someone that's already built it.
Okay.
So we actually wrote up an article that explains the main components of how you could build it yourself.
Oh, wow.
And that's on our blog. And we've shared that with maybe one or two credit unions that are interested in something mm-hmm. like that. But that's not a great option for most credit unions because they don't have the resources internally to do that development.
Right.
You know, they're not really interested in building their own personalization product,
mm-hmm.
something they have to first build and then maintain.
Right.
But that's an option. The other option is to buy it from someone that already does it. So there are a number of companies out there that have personalization software that you can use. A big one is called Optimizely.
Mm-hmm.
So they do A/B testing along with personalization. It's a solution that you can add on to any website with mm-hmm. a little work. It's not something you can just flip a switch and start using today. It takes a little work to integrate it and get it set up.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously I'm talking about it because it's something that we do.
Right.
And we focus specifically on doing it for credit unions. So cool. I think that's our edge that we bring
yep.
to the table is it's specific to credit unions and, we understand credit unions and their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But as far as how to implement it, if it's a website that we've built for a client, we actually build there's an interface for it that we build right into the back end of the website.
Oh.
So it makes it very easy where basically all that needs to be done is so there are really three pieces of information that go into setting up a personalization. The first one is your trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to trigger that personalization? Is yep. it a visit to the auto loan page? Is it a visit to a savings account page? So you pick what your trigger is.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you know what your trigger is, you then need to choose where you're going to show people. So that requires a template
mm-hmm.
that needs to be set up. And then you have to have your content that goes into that template.
Mm-hmm.
So, or what we call your variables
mm-hmm.
That you pull in. And that's really it. And if it's a website that we've built, then it's very simple because we just help you set up the trigger
mm-hmm.
and we help you set up the template. And then at that point, you just populate it with the content you want. You choose an image, you choose your text. If it's like Optimizely, then it's a lot of the same things that need to be set up. It's just a little more complex because mm-hmm. It's not integrated into a system. So you probably need a developer to work with
yeah.
you to, just implement the different components to get it set up.
Yep. And most credit union websites or financial institution websites are pretty complex beasts. And you know this because, you do this every day. This is your deal. So they're pretty complex and especially dealing with, compliance stuff, regulations, and then, top secret lending stuff. And there's all sorts of stuff in there. I mean, there's all sorts of things you have to adhere to and be aware of. So, putting some little app on there just for the heck of it is a little risky, but I mean, turning to folks like you and other experts out there. I think that's a pretty good way to go. If you don't have the folks in house to do something like this, but I see so much upside to this. I mean, this is the next step for credit unions, especially online, desktop online type of stuff. And also I assume it works, with the mobile and all that type of stuff as well. So it works on any platform, so to speak. So, man, this is really, really cool stuff here. And there was one question I wanted to ask you, Derek, before we took off here, is like, where are we going? I mean, this is definitely the future for credit union websites, but where else are we headed with websites? I mean, are we going to be dealing with like biometrics pretty soon, or super interactivity, tons of video? Where are we headed with websites these days? Because, you know, for years and years, it was just kind of like an online advertisement and an online brochure. Now there's so much, they're talking, and you're talking personalization now and all this stuff. Where are we headed with this type of stuff?
Artificial intelligence.
Really? Oh, I like that. Okay.
Really, personalization is a form of artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the direction is just going to become more and more advanced. So, and that's, you know, speaking in terms of technology, they're going to be design changes, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's a little bit difficult to foresee what those changes will be.
Yeah.
But you can always guarantee there are going to be changes in design and an interface. As far as technology, though, yeah, artificial intelligence. And where I think that's really heading is, so personalization is a great example of, you know, you just, if you really think deep about what can be done with personalization, mm-hmm. then, you know, what you're really talking about is what can be done with artificial intelligence on a website.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one other aspect of artificial intelligence that I think will be game-changing, that is, you can see it coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a website, I guess, not just websites, but I think this is far-reaching for lots of technologies. But, you know, let's stick to credit union websites.
Sure.
A credit union website being able to really understand you. And what I mean by that is, you go to a website and you talk to it, you know, or you type, whatever.
Yeah.
But and it understands what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you the appropriate response. So, you know, so come to a website.
It's, yeah, kind of like Alexa on your website type of something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Alexa is the beginnings of that, and there's, mm-hmm. Siri.
Yep, Siri as well, Cortana. You
know, yeah, and we all get irritated with Siri because, you know, like, oh, Siri, you're so useless. You can only do half of what
she's
I ask you.
She's a crafty little thing, you know.
She can do half of what you can speak anything into your phone, and she can, like, do half of it. I mean, we get irritated by the half that she can't do, but it's really pretty amazing the half that she can do.
True, very true.
So that's why I say it's, you know, it's in the mix, and it's not quite here to the point where everyone is willing to adopt it,
mm-hmm.
because
well, it's still not there yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point you have early adopters,
mm-hmm.
that are saying, hey, this isn't perfect, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And as the technology develops more, and it will, you're going to see more and more intelligence coming online,
mm-hmm.
in websites, where, because I mean, that's really what's going on with personalization. Just the way that you're telling the website what you're interested in is, you know, based off of a page visit,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's along the same vein that you just tell the website what you're interested in, which,
yep.
is, you know, I right now I'm at this bank and I have an emergency fund in my savings account, but they're only giving me 0.01% APY. And so I really want to move my emergency fund to a different financial institution, you know, where I can take my money out at any time when I need it, and I'm going to get a better rate. The website says, oh yeah, I have the perfect thing for you.
We can do that. That would be awesome.
Which is, you know, you have that right now with human conversation if you, mm-hmm. walk into a branch.
Yep.
But so I think that understanding of language and of humans is going to be a dramatic change that happens. Now, I think personalization is going to be huge over the next 5 years. And I think that understanding is going to be, we're going to see that shift happen over the next 10.
So exciting, yet so scary at the same time. But that makes life interesting for sure.
like the Matrix. Right?
Exactly, exactly. This is where it's headed, man. All right, Derek, thank you so much. That's a teaser. I wanted to tease it for our next conversation. So that's a really good conversation to have, kind of AI on the website. So really cool stuff here. Derek, always a pleasure, always an education. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and giving us the latest on personalization for a credit union website coming to a credit union near you. So this is going to be really cool. So very cool. Thanks again, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, definitely.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.